Baltimore CBA Mobile.
CBA, this is KE4R.
A little scratchy in there, probably on this end, but anyway, I got RAR out of that, KB4CBA.
You're a tad bit scratchy. I wasn't sure, maybe on my end too, I'm not sure. I'm running a 85 northbound, heading toward Inman, so just thought I heard you call in there, thought I'd give you a call. And I haven't checked, I checked the radio here. I haven't been on the air for a long time, but I checked the radio the other day. It seemed to be working okay, but I'm not sure if I've got some transmitting any noise out.
It's good. I'm sitting in a light here. I'm in a really bad spot.
Up a little bit, I think. I can't see the meter on the radio right now, but sounds better anyway. Nice, bright, sunny day. I'm thankful for that. Wish it was a tad bit warmer, but hey, we're still in winter.
I've been playing some tennis this morning, and we were playing indoors, but I'll be honest with you, with that sun shining down, it really felt good once you get your body temperature up. You know, you can actually play in short sleeves and be comfortable at this temperature. We were in what they call the bubble. If you saw it, it looked like a bubble that's been sawed in half.
I've seen that place. I've been over there. I haven't really played in there. Got a guy that works with me over at Hubble. I think he plays there quite a bit. He actually used to work for me for a while. He's not working for me now. Sergey, he plays over there, I think, all the time. But, yeah, that's good exercise.
I played with Sergey a bunch of times in doubles. We're in a league together. I'm either playing against him or with him, one of the two.
The other day I've been listening to that. Like I said, I've got the radio back on and running it in the car, trying to set up something at the house. I moved about the middle of last year, and I haven't really had time to do anything and haven't really been active, but I decided, hey, I may dust off the gear and get back into it and get to know some people around. So I've been listening the last couple of weeks. I've heard you in there a few times. I was going to ask you if you played with Sergey or not, but finally got that opportunity, I guess, today. So I guess you're heading home now?
I'm heading home. I'll take a shower and then meet my wife downtown for lunch for Valentine's Day.
Good. I'm going to try to catch mine at home this afternoon, and she's home for the week, so it's kind of nice. But good to talk to you. My name's Steve. I don't think I've caught yours yet. I've been trying to listen in and catch them, but I haven't gotten those that far down yet. So pass along your name, and we'll catch up with you later. I was listening to your conversation the other day about automobiles, and you guys are bringing back some good memories. I had a Roadrunner for a while.
I have a lot of fun with cars, and I've worked on them since 87. When I finished working on cars at the dealership, I was master certified at Mazda. I kept up to date on everything, but that was, 2015, that's been 5 years ago. And the name here is David, Steve, so it's good to put a name on the call.
Well, it's good to talk to you. I have to mention it, Sergey. I was talking in the hall the other day with him, and I said, I'll figure this out eventually, so I did, but it's good to talk to you, and we'll probably catch you in here again. Like I said, I'm trying to get activated again, so got the 2 meter in the car, got a handheld up and running. I need to put some kind of antenna up to the house, and I'm working on that. I'm going to make a stealth when I'm putting it up in the attic.
I'm in an HOA, and I put a dipole. Carolina wind, I'm actually up in the trees. I got four trees in the backyard, and they're all lined up in a row about the same height. And it works real good on HF. And then I bought a J-pole from a friend of mine. And you know all those plastic tubes that come out of your roof for your vents. I strapped that thing to one of those and ran a line in, and that's my 2 meter antenna.
That sounds like a good one. There's approximately 450 acres behind the house undeveloped, and I'm thinking about running a long wire, maybe an NFED, and play around with some low band stuff again, which I have not used that equipment for a while either, so we really dust that one out. But yeah, I've got several HF rigs that haven't been used. I got an old 820S, which is still my favorite, even though I got some newer stuff. But I like to get the 820 back up and running again, and I'll probably likely use a long wire for that at some point. KB4 CBA, this is KE4IR.
4AR, KB4 CBA. Well, I tell you, I'm tickled to death with the Wyndham, and it's 135 feet long. It feeds in at about a third of the distance in from one end, or two-thirds from the other. It depends on which way you want to look at it. But it also, it not only does it radiate horizontally, radiates vertically too, so it's a little plus. It helps you with, you know, some of the local HF. You can hear people. I can hear people all around me on HF, and, you know, to just live 2 or 3 miles away. And but then I've talked to as far as St. Petersburg, Russia on it, so it's a good antenna. I've been just running 100 watts on my ICOM 7300.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I haven't been on low band for a while, so I don't know if I'm going to get that in the next few weeks, but I'll definitely get my 2 meter stuff up and running, so try to keep it going. And so a lot of the equipment I have, on, for the most part, is over. I think I got an ICOM 706. So that really hasn't even been used. So, but the rig here fits in the car in the dash. That was kind of nice. I was able to slip it in there without doing any cutting, and very limited wiring. That's one reason I was worried about signal out. But I don't have much noise and stuff on the input, so I wasn't too worried about it. But anyway, well, it looks like it's shaping up for a fairly decent weekend. A little cooler, but at least sunny. So hope you have a good one, and enjoy your afternoon with the wife there.
And same to you. Yeah, I'll take sunshine over rain any day. I know we need the rain periodically, but I sure miss the sunshine, I tell you. This makes for a happier day for me. But anyway, I get work done inside. There's always something that needs to be done to the house. So I worked on a disposal yesterday. That was a training, on-the-job training. But anyway. Well, I'll let you go. I'm getting ready to pull into the subdivision here, and but good to talk to you, Steve, and I'll say 73s. Enjoy the Kiso. And gosh, I forgot your prefix. Is it KA4RER? KB4CBA. I'll clear out of here after your final.
Okay, very good. We won't hold you. The call is Kilowatt Echo 4 India Romeo, KE4IR. And Dave, we'll catch you later. Have a good afternoon. I'll catch you in here. I know you guys talk in the morning, sometimes afternoon, so I'm trying to break in there one of these days. I travel back and forth between Indiana and Greenville right now, so I got a little drive time in the afternoon and early in the morning. Catch you later. Have a good day. KB4CBA, this is KE4 Hour, now clear.
KE4CBA.